Dennis Allen is a musician, writer, storyteller, and filmmaker, and he's doing an in-person screening at Kahiwa Sisson starting at 10:30 of his film, My Father, My Teacher. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you very much, Shannon.
So this is to celebrate International Inuit Day, but I want to know, what inspired you to make this movie?
There was a generation gap between me and my father. Also, I was recovering from addictions. I just wanted to pay tribute to my dad because he was one of the last of his generation of storytellers and elders that grew up in the old way out on the land. So it was a combination of kind of want to make amends to him for the way I treated him, I guess, in my addiction. You know, people, they hurt the ones they love the most and while you're in addiction. So it was a combination of that and wanting to show the world like what a real true Inuit elder was like.
Did other family members get to see the film?
Yeah, the film was produced a long time ago and everybody's seen it. And I get a lot of comments from other, especially men who were not so much estranged from their fathers, but who had difficult relationships with their fathers and who wanted to make amends for that.
When you were making the film, did you get a lot of support from your family?
Yeah, oh yeah, my family was there. There were some people who were uncomfortable with it because we were not so much exposing dirty laundry, but you know, talking about addiction and talking about things that people don't generally talk about in Native communities.
The not so shiny part of it.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping the audience walks away with after they see this?
I just hope that they have an understanding of the complex relationships between men and their fathers, especially Indigenous men and their fathers. You know, men of my generation whose fathers were first generation off the trap line and first generation out of residential school, and the difficulties that we had forming and maintaining relationships with our fathers.
Do you have children now?
Yep, I'm just sitting here with my son and we're just job hunting. He's 18, he just graduated.
So what do you think, what would his movie be like about you? Do you think it would be close to the same?
Yeah, I think so, because I haven't been the greatest communicator or the greatest, not so much role model, but it's just hard to communicate for me at times. And that was what it was like with my dad. So I'm just trying not to repeat history.
It'll be screened and then you'll be there for a Q&A as well for the audience members. But what else are you working on right now?
I took a hiatus from making films when we left the Yukon in 2015. And I worked for 6 years for Corrections Canada. And then my other love, I guess, is writing. And I'm writing two books right now. One with an Inuit elder who is 86, similar to my dad's story, but it's more of her life story as a trapper's daughter living in the along the Arctic coast back in the 30s and 40s. And the second book I'm working on is a book of short stories that I've been writing for the last, you know, couple of years now. And I have a deadline for myself for the end of March to reach my word count, and my publisher is waiting for my manuscript.
Well, so are we. So will we be able to find it up on your website when it's all done?
Yeah, when it's done, yeah. DennisAllen.ca.
We've got the link to your website up on ours as well, ravenradio.ca. Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I will let you get back to your son. Good luck.
Okay, bye.